All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, August 8th. So in my last video from yesterday, my third video yesterday, I told you that the 11 days of stimulus meetings within 2 weeks were a complete bust. The stimulus negotiations were a major fail, and that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said yesterday that he and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were going to recommend that President Trump issue executive orders to accomplish various stimulus-related measures. As of this morning, we have not seen those executive orders. I will be going over what the president said yesterday about these executive orders. But before I get into that, if y'all could give me a big ol' like on this video, a big ol' thumbs up below, I would really appreciate it. It helps with the YouTube algorithm because there's still a lot of that clickbait out there. You look at the titles of some of these stimulus videos and you think that things are going great with stimulus and a stimulus check right now, when the reality is stimulus negotiations have failed miserably, and now it's up to the White House on potentially shaky legal authority to make some attempts at watered-down stimulus measures. That's the reality, folks. President Trump gave a press conference yesterday evening at his golf course in Bridgewater, New Jersey, talking about these executive orders. Here's the president.
If Democrats continue to hold this critical relief hostage, I will act under my authority as president to get Americans the relief they need. And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for a period of months till the end of the year, and I can extend it at a certain period. Hopefully, I will be here to do the job. We're going to do the job. We've been doing a job like nobody could. Nobody would, actually. And so we're going to have the payroll tax go till the end of the year, and it'll be retroactive to July 1st. So we're going to go back to July 1st, and it'll go to the end of the year, payroll tax. At the end of the year, it may be extended. We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year, and defer student loan payments and forgive interest until further notice. So students who are paying student loans, and in many cases they're not even allowed to go back into their colleges, extend the eviction moratorium. We will be extending that so people aren't evicted. Not their fault.
I expect that we'll see these executive orders issued sooner rather than later. Trump wants to look like a hero here for the people. That sentiment is pervasive in any interview you've seen with him in regarding the stimulus package. You've all seen the clips here on the channel that I've played you in previous videos. So I think Trump wants to get this done. Of course, there are so many questions right now regarding what exactly Trump can do and what he can't do without Congress. So let's go through the four issues Trump mentioned that he would address via executive orders briefly, one by one. First, payroll tax cut. What is the payroll tax? Let's start there. Payroll tax is the combination of the Social Security and Medicare taxes that you pay. They amount to a combined 15.3%. If you're self-employed, you pay this whole thing yourself. If you're employed, your employer foots half of this bill, so 7.65%, and you foot the other 7.65%. This is also the case if, say, your business is an S corporation like mine is. You pay this payroll tax on the wages you pay yourself, both as the employer and the employee. So the 7.65% employee half, 6.2% of Social Security, 1.45% is Medicare. Okay. Now there are some nits here. For example, you don't pay the Social Security part of this tax on the portion of your wages that exceeds $137,700 in 2020, but you pay the Medicare tax indefinitely. And there is an additional Medicare tax on the portion of your wages exceeding $250,000. But basically, look, if you're a W-2 wage earner with wages below $137,700, Trump suspending the collection of the payroll tax, which is really all he can do. He can't set the payroll tax rates to zero. All he can do is suspend collections for a period of time. He said at least through the end of the year and retroactive to July 1st. This would essentially increase your take-home pay by 7.65%. Problem is, if it's just suspended, you'll eventually have to pay it back, apart from congressional action on this matter, which I doubt will happen. And I wouldn't want this to happen, because not paying this money into these trust funds for Social Security and Medicare is probably not a good thing. I think we can agree on that. So that's number one, the payroll tax. Trump wants to suspend collection of the payroll tax. Number two thing Trump said is to simply enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. No elaboration on amounts. We do know that in the course of stimulus negotiations, the Republican negotiators threw out $400 a week to the Democrats. Democrats didn't like it. Are we going to see that number in this executive order? I'm not sure. A reporter asked Trump during the question and answer part of the press conference two things about unemployment. First thing, where are you going to get the money, Trump? How are you going to do this without Congress authorizing funds? And two, is it going to be the $600 per week or some other amount? Trump did not really answer these questions. He simply said, we have the money. And with respect to the amount, he simply said, I won't say this yet. You'll see that when it happens, but we have the money. Now, I'm not an expert on presidential authority and the Constitution and all that, but I, like this reporter, I'm scratching my head with respect to the legal basis of the president through executive order extending the enhanced federally funded unemployment benefits. But as he said, we'll see that when it happens. In terms of where the money could come from, we know that the White House did want an accounting from federal agencies of unused CARES Act funds. We've also heard reports that they've thought about tapping into unused FEMA funds. Again, I don't know all the legalities here, the president reappropriating money legislated by Congress in the CARES Act to another purpose. I have to believe that if he tries something like this, it will have its naysayers and potentially challengers as well. Again, this is our situation that our friends in DC have put us in. It's not ideal at all. Next up, Trump said he would issue an executive order to defer payments and forgive interest until further notice on student loans. I imagine he's only referring to federal student loans here because he can't just say, oh, all you private student loan lenders, you have to forgive all the interest. Sorry, he can't do that. You remember the HEROES Act, the first draft before the amendment, the way they wanted to deal with private student loans is to have the government actually make payments on behalf of the borrower to the private student loan companies. The government can't just force private student loan lenders to forgive interest. Doesn't work like that. And I'm not sure the president has the authority to do that with private loans through executive order, to actually have the government pay the private lenders. So the president's statements here are likely having to do with federal student loans only. And finally, Trump said there'd be an executive order for the eviction moratorium, extending that. He did not give a date on this, but as I've said before, this is kind of like the payroll tax, okay? So he can say, okay, landlords, you can't kick people out for as long as this moratorium lasts, but the landlords are still legally owed the money from the renters, such that whenever this moratorium goes away, at that point, the landlords, barring further protections at either the federal, state, or local level, will likely be able to kick people out at that point if they don't pay their rent and their back rent. This is why the Democrats push back on this, right? Okay, so let's say we have an eviction moratorium. All right, what happens to the landlords whose tenants can't pay rent, but the landlords can't kick them out due to the moratorium? What if the landlord can't pay the mortgage? Okay, well, let's do some forbearance. Can Trump do that? I don't know. Are we going to halt the foreclosures? What about property taxes? And of course, there's the renter's perspective as well when the moratorium ends, as I've talked about. So yeah, folks, this is all working itself out in a non-ideal fashion. I wish it wasn't this way, but it looks like it is for the time being. I hope that Congress gets its act together. I really do, not only for the well-being of their constituents, but also if they want to keep their jobs. We know there are rank and file members of Congress who do want a deal, more so on the Democratic side than the Republican side, but nevertheless, there are members of Congress who want a stimulus passed through the normal legislative process on both sides of the aisle, and I'm sure they are just as frustrated as we are. In terms of a second stimulus check, it looks like it's off the table for the time being. This doesn't mean that Congress can't pick it up again at some point in the future. We know they're on recess right now. The Senate is technically in session, but you know, McConnell said he'd only call them back if there's a vote, and I don't think that there's anything to vote about. There's anything to vote on right now because a stimulus deal was not struck unless some miracle happens. However, there is a funding bill that will be passed in September. We might see some stimulus measures thrown in that one, maybe a stimulus check. I don't know. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up because this is all a big unknown right now, okay? Despite both Republicans and Democrats agreeing on a second stimulus check, they couldn't agree on all the other things. So this is where we're at. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I will see you in the next video.